You're listening to SBS News.
From Europe, the reality of Australia's drought is beyond the horizon. But in recent years, it started to appear in sight through a series of seven satellites known as the Copernicus system. The European Commission's Deputy Director General, Patrick Child, is in Australia to spruik the technology.
It's a series of European-funded satellites which provides data about what's going on the surface of the Earth for the whole of the global community. And we're very happy that we can share our data with countries like Australia to help understand what's going on in terms of climate change, in terms of land use, desertification, all sorts of trends that are really affecting the way people live their lives.
Mr. Child is attending the Group on Earth Observation Summit, a global event which promotes access to Earth surveillance and data. He says the European Union system has proven timely for communities around Australia.
So take the example of the awful droughts that are facing many communities in Australia at the moment. Obviously, with satellite data, we can't provide an immediate response to the suffering that people are facing because of those droughts. But what we can do is we can work with research organisations and authorities in Australia to help you to design for the future more resilient, sustainable agricultural systems that can then deal with the changing climate which we're all facing.
Dr. Stuart Minchin is from Geoscience Australia. He says data obtained from the satellites is only the first step.
We are only just scratching the surface of the value that can be attained from this. In Australia, we've become very good, because we don't have our own satellites, we've become very good at making use of other people's satellite information. And the Copernicus program is just a gold mine of useful information, and we're just learning how to use it.
Data gathered from the satellites has also helped forecast the unprecedented rainfall before the Townsville floods in Queensland earlier this year. But Mr. Minchin says the main purpose of the fleet is to help monitor the growing threats of climate change.
Things like changing coastlines, the impact of drought, as we've seen, and the intensity of these issues. So having consistent Earth observations that are actually calibrated and measured and comparable over time really allows us to measure those impacts as they progress.
Patrick Child hopes other countries in the region can eventually benefit too.
In this Pacific region, how fragile island communities are particularly vulnerable and exposed to the effects of climate change, and we want to see what we can do to help them.
Jasmine Mendiola is from conservation group RARE in Micronesia. She says access to such data is much needed help for third world countries like hers.
Having better forms of technology to look at inundation, to predict wave action, you know, all that sort of stuff. Those are things that can impact our lives. For us, being so dependent on our natural resources, it can be data that we can use to help protect and find ways to make sure that we don't lose our natural ecosystem.
It's welcome help from afar. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.